Blog Talk Radio.
Twisted Tuesdays with the Twisted Sisters. And you never know, maybe a Twisted Mister or two. I hope everyone's having a great week. And I hope y'all have a better week to follow. Hey, Pam. Hey, Naomi.
Hello.
Hello.
I got nervous. I took my cell phone off mute, and the music had stopped, and I'm going, God, I hope I'm not talking over something that I can't hear. So I did. I heard it. It was really strange. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So how are you, ladies, this evening?
Doing great.
Good.
Yourself?
Good. I don't know. I've been better and I've been worse, so I guess that's a good place to be, huh? Smack dab in the middle.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I get that in the middle with myself.
Last week and a half, it's a little crazy. Yeah. Oh, I'm never by myself, Naomi. Ever, ever. I'm not by myself. I'm more afraid of what trouble I'll get into if I am. But anyway, tell us about your prompts for tonight, Naomi.
Well, you know, I had just these beautiful pictures scattered through my phone. So I just jumbled them up in a pack and just spread them out into a contest. And, you know, I said, well, okay, there you go, simply to inspire. And great turnout. They inspired lots of people and lots of wonderful poets. And, you know, we have a wide variety of beautiful poetry tonight. So I'm really, really looking forward to, just getting into it. And beautiful, beautiful stuff, as usual.
A wonderful assortment of images, that's for sure. That's a different thought run through your mind when you just scroll down through the page. So, well done. Well done. Okay, well.
Yeah, well, I tried to stick in one for, you know, to inspire everybody. You know, I'm starting to know our poets, so starting to know what they like to write to. And, you know, hopefully they are inspired. And, yeah, so. Great turnout.
It's all on you now, girl. I'm just sitting here being quiet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, let's just jump into it because I don't have an artist or a painter to introduce because, you know, it's just a wide variety of pictures. So, yeah, I guess I'll just go ahead and post our first poem. And, so Pam, if you want to read this, the first poem is up.
All right. This is Birds of a Feather Survive Stormy Weather by Darkened Auras. We used to flock together like birds of a feather. Now we're breaking apart with new lives to start. Burning the wings, sentimental things, dissolving to dust. You said it's a must. But what if I don't want to let go? You're not in charge of the whole show. We said friends for life. Why can't you see I just want to keep that loyalty? Instead of us both drifting off all alone, just know if you need me, just pick up the phone. I know our past may now have ridges, but it doesn't mean we must burn bridges. End poem.
Beautiful read there, Pam. Yeah, I just love this. You know, we used to flock together like a bird of a feather. Now we're breaking apart with new lives to start. And, you know, so often it happens, you know, when your friends, you know, you have these friends and, you know, they get married or, you know, they have kids and you don't, you know, and they get a new boyfriend and, you know, they go off to live their life and you live yours and, you know, you kind of drift apart. And, you know, she so well says this in this poem and describes it so beautifully and, you know, in such beautiful rhythm and rhyme throughout. So beautiful, beautiful, you know, take on that prompt of that feather. By Darkened Auras. And what did you think, Jean?
I said it was a wonderful poem.
I said Jean or Phil.
Oh, I answered anything. pretty much anyway. Again, I think that this was just a wonderful poem. Dark and Doris, you know, usually has something wonderful to offer. You know, we used to flock together like birds of a feather. Now we're breaking apart when new lives start. You know, we walk down paths in life with certain people, you know, and we go so far, mm-hmm. and then the road splits, you know, and we do. We tend to break off into a smaller group. Sometimes we break off just into our, you know, our own place. And, you know, it's a very true thought on life itself. And I thought it was just really well done, and the imagery was great, and the thoughts were really well conveyed. So great job, Darkened Earth.
Mm-hmm. And great comment there, Phil. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a wonderful write. And I do especially like the first couple stanzas and then the last one. I like how this speaks on the idea of acknowledging that you don't want a friendship to end, but at the same time acknowledging that you're going to respect the person's need for distance and just letting them know that you'll be there for them, you know, no matter what, and that, you know, all they have to do is pick up the phone. I really did like burning the wings, sentimental things dissolving to dust. You said it's a must. Wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Indeed. Thank you, Dark and Doris, you know, for writing for each of our shows. It's so appreciated. Such a lovely poem. And I have our next poem up. And Phil, if you want to give that a read.
Sure. One. I'm 2 clicks away from being there. One, maybe three clicks away from being there. And there's the third one. Shoot, 18 made a lie on my head before. Okay. This is called Falling by Heavenly Angel. It's in the way you brush back the strands of hair that fall across my cheek, the way your eyes gaze so deeply into mine. I feel you see my soul. The way you hold me so close to your body. I feel your heartbeat, your breath gently and warmly caressing my neck. It's in the little peck, the little nibble behind and on my ears as you whisper words of love, sweeter than ambrosia. It's the way I'll fall for you every day. I'll cherish the moments that time can erase. It'll be the love song I promise you we're gonna sing. Fall into me as I fall into you. End poem.
Oh, that's such a beautiful read there, Phil, to, you know, such a loving, tender poem. Wow. I promise you we're going to sing Fall Into Me as I Fall Into You. What a beautiful ending. You know, just so tender and you know, so beautifully written throughout. Bravo, Heavenly Angel. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, this is lovely. It is tender. It is romantic. You know, despite it not being a rhyming poem, it has a very lyrical song-like quality, mm-hmm. to it. I like that it's about falling in love with the same person every day, which I happen to think is very important, you know, to do those little special things for each other, to keep each other interested if you're in a relationship. I really like it's the little pecks, the little nibbles behind and on my ears as you whisper words of love sweeter than ambrosia. It's the way I'll fall for you every day. So wonderful, wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Indeed. Very well said there, Pam. Great comment. And Phil, your thoughts?
You know, I thought this was just a lovely write, a sweet and romantic piece and very well done. And the stanza that is the last one that I really liked. It's the way I'll fall for you every day. I'll cherish the moments that time can't erase. will be the love song. I promise you we're going to sing Fall Into Me if I Fall Into You. I thought that was just a lovely stanza there. So great job, Heavenly Angel.
Amazing comment. Thanks for sharing indeed. And next up, we have a SoundCloud. I'm going to post that by Stelina. Whoops. Got the wrong poem. Going back. Stelina. Okay. Hope I got the right one this time. Post it into the board. Okay, so whenever you're ready to play that SoundCloud.
All right, and this will be Shadows of Solitude by Stelina. And here we go.
Rain upon me, each drop a sting of bitter regret for allowing you through the door to my raw, weeping soul. Interludes of warmth had begun to thaw the icy shell which hath encased it, yet I feel its familiar gelid grip growing tighter once more. My heart, a budding blossom, parched with thirst, now a weed invasive and unwanted, trampled underfoot by your cruel neglect, lying crushed and broken on life's path. This time there will be no re-flourishing. The dye is cast in grey, colouring my world, painting over the vibrancy of you. Blame lies at my door, for in eagerness to live in a kinder place, I naively opened it, tentatively testing the enticing waters. But it was all a sham, a ruse. I was the joke, the mere distraction, now worn away to a passing whim, cast astray on the rocks, making way for more seductive shores. The path before me dims in shadows of solitude, too weary to set out upon another road to renaissance. I cower, crying in my corner of cold comfort, drowning in torrents of tormenting memories of your tender touch and captivating kisses. No more shall I feel your heartbeat waltzing with mine beneath a glitter ball of stars.
Sorry.
Are you on mute?
Yeah. You know, my heart, a budding blossom, parched with thirst, now a weed invasive and unwanted, trampled underfoot by your cruel neglect, lying crushed and broken on life's path. This time there will be no reflourishing. The dye is cast in gray, coloring my world, painting over the vibrancy of you. I just love that. The dye is cast in gray, coloring my world, painting over the vibrancy of you. Wow, we feel all the raw sadness of a lost love through these wonderfully written lines. And, you know, and thank you so, so much, Delina, for the SoundCloud. Oh, it's just so wonderful, you know, to hear your poetry and your voice, and what a beautiful voice you have. And Pam, what did you think?
I thought this was just absolutely brilliant. Wonderful read that she did. I like how, I just love it when people capture the essence of an artwork, but don't just describe it. And that's what she does here. She really captures the dark, haunting, heartbreaking spirit of her chosen prompt. And I like that this is about, to me, someone who is young and innocent and trusting. And it was, you know, I get the impression of a first love, and then to be used and have your heart broken and betrayed. As always, she's got wonderful use of delicate use of alliteration, great imagery. I really like my heart a budding blossom, parched with thirst, now a weed invasive and unwanted, trampled underfoot by your cruel neglect. And then the path before me dims in shadows of solitude, too weary to set out upon another road to renaissance. I cower, crying in my corner of cold comfort. You know, it's that whole idea of I tried loving before and it didn't work, so I'd rather stay here in the familiar comfort of the shadows and the coldness. So excellent write and very well done.
Yeah, those are awesome, awesome lines that you recited. And wow, what a wonderful comment. And Phil, your thoughts.
You know, I thought this was a wonderful piece by Stelena. Sad, one of loss and hurt. And I thought it was very well done. I thought her intro stanza was wonderful. My sorrow pours like rain upon me, each drop a sting of bitter regret for allowing you through the door to my raw, weeping soul. Interludes of warmth that had begun to thaw the icy shell which had encased it. Yet I feel its familiar jelly grip growing tighter once more. Yeah, if that doesn't draw somebody in to read the rest, I don't know what will. So I thought it was just a great job. And Selena, you did, thanks for sharing as always. Great, great work.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Stelena, you know, for being so faithful and writing to our prompts. So amazing, amazing poem. And I have our next write-up, and I'll give this one a read. It's by Jag325, When Time Stopped. Faded floors are cracked and dirty inside this house we used to share. Vague shadows wander at twilight, floating upon memory-laden air. A run-down clock sits in the corner, hands froze just before midnight. Subtle warnings that came too late. We never had time to make things right. Outside my window, leaves tumble, each of them past memories of you. The red one for your favorite dress, gold for wedding rings when love was new. Our deserted clock has quit ticking, cobwebs covering the silenced face. As I leave the old building behind, ghost of yesterday, give chase. Poem. Oh, wow, what a wonderful, wonderful write. You know, just it's so sad, but so, so well written and such a... an amazing poem to read. You know, the flow is just so spot on and so so divinely, you know, amazing to read. But I just loved, you know, the faded floors are cracked and dirty inside this house we used to share. Vague shadows wander at twilight, floating upon memory laid in air. You know, he sets scene right there in that first stanza for everything that is to follow. You know, just amazing, amazing right here when time stopped. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, beautiful imagery and metaphor and a real haunting feel to it. I like that it is about the weight of memories and how we try to escape them but never really can. You know, so excellent write and very well done.
Oh, yeah, indeed. And feel your thoughts.
You know, I thought this was just fabulous. Beautifully penned. I thought the emotions were so well expressed. And I, you know, I went to pick a stanza, and I'm like, I can't just pick one. But then I'm like, well, I can't pick them all. But I really like these last two. Outside my window, leaves tumble. Each of them past memories of you. The red one for your favorite dress. The gold for wedding rings. In love with me. A deserted clock has quit ticking, cobwebs covering the silent space. As I leave that old building behind, ghosts of yesterday could chase. I mean, it was just really a great piece, and just a wonderful job. So thank you so much, John, for sharing with us. It was fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, indeed. A marvelous piece. And where are we going next? Here we go. What's this? I lost my page. Just a second. Where am I going? Okay.
That's my life motto. Where am I going?
Okay, and yeah, and Phil, since you love short writes, I've heard,
yeah.
I'll get you to read this one by Rick Six.
What's that? The end. I have to get back and grab it. Here we go. This is called The Rose by Rick Six. Yeah. There we go. Battle of the Monsters, Episode 17. The Rose. Mothra descended from the heavens, deftly plucking the proffered red rose from Stump Boy's lips, and immediately soared back above 30,000 feet, where she would be safe from her nemesis, Godzilla, and so on.
It leaves you, you know, stuck in this, like this, fantasy or sci-fi movie where you want to know more. So it's episode 17, so I guess he has, you know, more of these episodes written. So, you know, I have to go hunting. I have to go hunting down Rick's page and read more of these. But what a wonderful brevity that really captivates you and pulls you in. What did you think, Pam?
Well, you know, what I liked about this one is that he just, you know, had a bit of fun, and he takes the familiar, like, you know, we all know those familiar B-rated sci-fi horror films, like the 50-foot woman, Mothra, you know, some Godzilla, certain Frankenstein movies. They all have, and horror movies, sci-fi movies that, you know, I always have that element of the Killer Tomatoes of you know, cheesiness and corniness, and you just can't help but be entertained by it. And he took that concept and he condensed it down to 32 words. So you can't help but smile at the familiarity of the what he's put into your mind. So great brevity, very well done.
Mm-hmm. So cleverly done, too. Great comment there, Pam. And what did you think of the wonderful read there, Phil? What did you think of Rick's write?
I'm very taxed by that read. I need an app now because it was such a long poem. I thought it was a great piece. And I thought it was a wonderful lead-in to the next poem. I kind of feel like we got cheated because we didn't get the next poem. But, like you said, I guess you got to go hunting and find it, right? But nice job. Nice job. Very well done.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, we have to hunt down those other poems for sure.
Yeah.
see you in the next episode, Rick. I wonder who he'll have in there. So I'm going to put up our next poem. Hi, Adam. Oh, I guess he maybe isn't listening, but I have to say hi to him on the board. Okay, so the next poem, if you want to read that, I just posted it.
All right. This is Deadly Touch by Brian T. Duffield. You lie in slumbered pose with clouded eyes, yet stretch a hand to clasp and cradle air. As radios play a rhythm we despise, our memories are rich beyond compare. The purple veins, a spider-web tattoo, where tiny tendrils drill the fertile earth. Then darkly hidden ways, their roots break through, retracting maps redrawn with slow rebirth. Growth through hidden grooves, like droves, like buds in bloom, explodes with vibrant shoots through olive tones. Your legs like twisted twigs that sheet in tomb, reroot beneath the soil and broken stones. When whitened stars release an amber glow, the weeden germs are cast and darkly so. End poem. Naomi, are you on mute?
Yes, I was. I was just saying another sad, very powerful poem. And, you know, he says in his, he's inspired by the prompt 22, but he says, last week my father passed away, but I spent the last 2 weeks by his bedside holding his hand. The prompt inspired a poem that suggests how we are all intrinsically linked to nature, even in death. I exploited the tree image to explore the link, though difficult to see hope at these moments. So my condolences to Brian T. Duffield. And, you know, I hope writing the poem helped a bit. And, you know, prayers go out to you and your family through this hard time. And beautiful, beautiful, right, heartfelt right here, indeed. And beautiful read there, Pam. What did you think, Phil?
You know, I thought this was a wonderful poem. Brian is another one of those poets who always puts out wonderful work. And, you know, I too, I'm sorry for your loss. But what a beautiful right to have. You know, as keeping your feet on the ground, I guess, to be grounded with. I guess that's a good way to put it. I thought it was a wonderful metaphor in the rite itself. And, when we say something that is sad or upsetting in our life and we turn it around as poets and make it into something beautiful, I think that's an accomplishment right there. So a wonderful metaphor, Brian, and thank you so much for sharing with us. And again, sorry for your loss.
Yes, thank you. And sorry for your loss also. And Pam, you'd read that so beautifully. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, first of all, my thoughts and prayers go out to Brian and his family. And, you know, my sympathies for his loss. I know that can be difficult, especially during the times close to holidays. And I mean, it's always difficult, but, you know, so my thoughts and prayers go out to them. And, you know, this is a beautifully written sonnet. You know, it just has such wonderful flow, amazing imagery. I like the extended metaphor. And I like that it's the kind of poem that you can relate to, knowing what it's about. And if you've lost a parent or you've lost someone close to you, but you can really even relate to it even if you didn't know what it was about, because you can see within it the idea of growth and hope that happens in the darkness. And I think for anyone, that can be just an extremely relatable concept when we try to find that growth and hope in the dark times of our lives. And I really like, yet growth through hidden grooves like buds in bloom explodes with vibrant shoots through olive tones, and beautiful lines and very well done.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, yeah. The lines that you recited were just spectacular. Amazing, amazing write in such a hard time. And beautiful, beautifully written. And thank you so, so much for sharing. And I have, I'm going to post their next poem, which is by Jeff, our swan song. And I guess it's my turn to read. So Coyote Camped in Alaska. It's coyote, eh, in English? Because in French it's coyote. But in for English, it's coyote. Okay.
Yeah.
Coyote camped in Alaska. It had been a long 8 days in the middle of Alaska, coyote camping and chasing fire across rolling hills and miles of black spruce and moss, wet and cold in the morning, hot and sweaty in the afternoon, 15 hours, days of lugging tools and eating smoke. My hands were almost black and covered with new blisters and old calluses that were blisters a few days ago. My fire shirt was soaked in black dirt, the bar oil smattered with black ash and smelled of 8 days worth of sweat with no shower to be had in sight. We lugged forward and put out flames, cut into the ground until the saws quit working, then pulled up fire line like it was a carpet with our hand tools on a summer day that never had a night, just a gloaming. People were tired and many cranky from constant work, lack of rest and no running water. I sat down on a warm afternoon and wiped my face with a bandana that went from blue to brown. My hands trembled a little and cracks formed across the palms, almost solid black. From out of nowhere, in all the stench and dirt, a small flower in the center of my hand in full bloom looked at me in its tiny and yet monolithic beauty. I stared at it for a long time, sensing some kind of message from another dimension. Tiny blossoms that saw me for what I was, someone just trying to help. End poem. Ah, this is an amazing imagery. And it's partly true, probably all true. It feels true anyway, real and raw, because, you know, he did fight fires, for a long time. That was his work, and so well written. But, he attacks nature in such a wonderful way. But, that last stanza really gets me, with the flower in the hand and the message to him, tiny blossoms that saw me for what I was, someone just trying to help. It must be something, to see a flower, a blossom flower in such a dark and pitiful, darkness all around, the smoke and the fire and the burning and the ravage, So just some wonderful, wonderful write here by Swan Song. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a beautiful write. And like you said, It's raw. It's real. I really like his attention to detail and his imagery in this. And I did not know what a coyote camp was, so I was glad he put that in his AN so that I could have the opportunity to learn something new. You know, this was really an amazing. Yeah. The term coyote camped in the Forest Service means a fire crew camped out with no or little logistical support. You know, so I thought this was a really thoughtful write on the individuals who sacrificed their time and set themselves apart to fight forest fires. I really like the imagery of we lunged forward and put out flames, cut into the ground till the saws quit working, then pulled up fire lines like it was a carpet. And people were tired and many cranky from constant work, lack of rest, and no running water. Like, it's not just about the fire itself. It's about the physical exhaustion these people are going through trying to keep it, you know, in place. And so just an amazing write and very well done.
Oh, indeed. Amazing. And feel your thoughts.
You know, I thought this was just a great story told by Jeff. And I agree with you, Naomi. I'm sure that there's a lot of truth in this. And then he picked in that prompt. And he picked up the prompt and he just tucked it right in there beautifully. You know, I thought it was well-penned, wonderful imagery, and great reflection, the prompt is what I said. From out of nowhere, in all the stench and dirt, small flower in the center of my hand in full bloom, and yet monolithic beauty. I stared at it for a long time, sensing some kind of message from another dimension. Tiny blossoms that saw me for what I was. Someone just trying to help. I thought that he pulled that in at the end, and he kind of turned the story all the way around in that, you know, and I thought it was just a great job. So thanks for sharing, Jeff. As always, you know, wonderful job.
Oh, yeah. Always amazing poetry from Jeff every time. And I have our next poem up by Titus, and it has a SoundCloud. So whenever you're ready, Pam.
All right. And this will be The Blessed Intervention of Two Lovers by Titus Llewellyn. And let me find that. And here we go.
The blessed intervention of two lovers. Beyond dreams where love was found, there were you. An elusive woman theme would befit this dogma, surrounding the lovelorn view of loneliness each way. A love which mishit. The day default brought havoc what was clear. A never to be near enough long prayer, the willingness of God would persevere. A time to allow my sorry state some care. It would seem the parting of the ways bore the message along a lonely wood. 'Twas meant to be ours, a love which engraves tales of two lovers as long distance should. Where the revelations of divine love, these blessed interventions do hereof.
Wow. And what a wonderful write. You know, it has such a, you know, like Titus, you know, his accent, I don't know, might be his accent, but you know, gives his poems this classical feeling, but this was just the divine, you know, like a prayer that up to heaven. I just loved it. You know, it would seem the parting of the waves bore the message along a lonely woods. 'Twas meant to be ours, a love which engraves tales of two lovers as long distance should. You know, and that's, you know, the woods, and, you know, you see the two, the woman and the man there, the two lovers, So a beautiful, beautiful take on the prompt. Just amazing. Amazing, amazing right here by Titus. Bravo. And what did you think, Pam?
Yeah, this is a beautiful write. I love how it has that romantic feel to it. And it's the idea of the wonderful rhyme and flow, really heartfelt, and the idea of a love that grows with patience and nurturing despite the distance and a rocky beginning. So excellent write and very well done.
Indeed. And feel your thoughts.
You know, I thought this was just a beautifully done piece. I love the image that he chose, and I think that he lived up to that image in what he had to say. Out of this, I'm sure it's a sonnet. I'm not all, savvy on the different forms. I'm not sure which kind of sonnet it is, but I have to say I like the last stanza, and I like this couplet at the end. It would seem the parting of the ways. For the message long, a lonely wood. 'Twas meant to be ours, a love which engraves tales of two lovers as long distance should. Where the revelations of divine love, these blessed interventions do here are. I just thought that was a wonderful way to wrap this up. I think it was a great take on the prompt and nicely done. So thank you, Titus, for sharing. Absolutely.
You indeed, Titus. So amazing to have a poem from you. So, every time we so appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I have our next poem up by Myriad Dark. And Phil, can you go ahead and give that a read for us?
I'll give it a whirl. Let's see what I can do. Peace Provocateur by Myriad Dark. We held our breath between the spaces of each heartbeat, watching people build their fortresses of illusion, unable to glimpse the truth before passing from this existence. By then it was too late. That moment had gone. With palms open forward, we declare our true intent, revealing our love for all to share, and peace as a flowering blossom to be revered. Wow. These declarations proof we could save the world if we would only try. And by understanding the power is within you, just this small movement can level a map. A trickle of water can become an ocean roar as the life that flows within and all around you. We were looking on with awe how faith can move mountains. If we let the love we all possess be set free, every soul can evolve to nirvana by giving up all control. If we can only see beyond our own illusion, we may find the peace of mind after all, and then we'll see we are all the same. When we let the peace we seek envelop us, and the love inside will set us free. End poem.
What an amazing poem here, very well written, with a powerful message, of finding that love inside of us, that, the giving of ourselves, and to find that peace and almost like world peace and the love inside that will set us free and make the world a better place. Just a beautiful, beautiful poem. I just love that second stanza there. Just amazing, amazing, right? What did you think, Pam?
It is. It's got amazing imagery and metaphors. Really is a beautiful write on finding the ability to release the love and light within ourselves to make the world, as you said, a better place. And I like that it's about finding that understanding and revealing. you know, particularly favorite lines are revealing our love for all to share in peace as flowering blossom to be revered. And by understanding the power is within you, just as small movements can level mountains, a trickle of water can become an ocean roar as the life that flows within and all around you. The idea of realizing how much power was that is within the love and light within yourself. So beautifully written and very well done.
Very well done indeed. What a beautiful write. And feel your thoughts.
Well, I thought this was an excellent piece by Myriad. Much truth within the write. And, you know, I grabbed at these lines. We were looking on with awe how faith can move mountains. If we let the love we all possess be set free, every soul can evolve to nirvana by giving up all control. If we can only see beyond our own delusions, we may find that peace of mind after all, and then we'll see we are all the same when we let the peace we seek envelop us, and the love inside will set us free. I really enjoyed the piece, and I think Myriad did an excellent job. So thank you, Myriad Dark, for sharing with us, as always. Much appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much for writing for my contest. So appreciated. Writing for, you know, for all our contests so often. And the next poem up, My Angel 3, Pam, if you can give that a read.
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. Bury Me by My Angel 3. There is something about sunrises that measure me in milestones. I made it, I made it, I made it. Through another night of tortured tangerine dreams, lost in twilight promises, found in sapphire solitude, waves of peaceful melancholia break on traumatic shoreline, dreadful dusk to dreary dawn, crippled by bewitching hours, salt-coated cursed clouds, it remains, it all remains as rain in my brain, pouring down thick from cortex to spine, aligned with sadness, sublimed by tragedy. I am an abstract of my own reality, a cartographer of my own catastrophe, an ever-triggered hopeless mess of neurotic neurons. I blink in sleepless mornings, full of anemic thoughts. I fall, and rise on the wings of yesterday's pain. New light preaches at old darkness. Old hurt churns around new misery. Betrayed by you on the ledge. Walked by you to the edge of paradise. Of oblivion, of sanctuary, of sanctity, of Xanadu. Built for me a glass house of shattered promises. Lie to me like you lie to the mirror. Words like pretty slither from your tongue. Tell me I belong in this world. Tell me I sit nicely around your curves. Tell me this love never hurt. We lie together, heat lubricating hip hinges, melting marionette limbs and heart attack positions, teetering bend towards break, touching where it doesn't ache, kissing both lips, the taste of godless goodbyes, of no more trying, no more trying not to cry. I craved you alive inside of me, but needed you dead and buried from memory. I traced your smile in dense air with lost fingers, longing for your gravestone, death, the color of your eyes, the color of wild summer magic, the camera to our tragicomedy, tucked in the pocket of sunny days, too hot to untouch, too cold to call home. Summers stole my heart. Winters froze my bones. Bury me with the dandelion, with the dandy liar that you are. Set forest fires in your soul. Burn down Eden's rose. Write cheating pages of prose and purple-minded poetry. Create a melted mountain of memories, false and secure. Call it Olympus, call it justice, romance. call it love, call it an end, end poem.
Wow. You know, I just, you know, this was not a short write, but my gracious, it was, you know, never boring. I was captivated every single line. And that was such an amazing read, Pam. Wow. And, you know, the way she captured all those prompts and, you know, those four prompts and she tied them in together, just amazing. I mean, there's so many amazing lines in here. Oh, my gracious. You know, I have trouble picking out, one of them, but I blink in sleepless mornings. Full of anemic thoughts, I fall, and rise on the wings of yesterday's pain. Wow. You know, that is just amazing, to rise on the wings of yesterday's pain. And, you know, you feel all the powerfulness and the fierceness in this poem. You know, she has the longing, the lost love, the anger there. Wow, the anger really shines through. But, you know, this is just so powerful and so loaded with awesome, amazing lines. Summer stole my heart, winter froze my bones. Wow, just amazing. And what did you think, Phil?
Well, I thought a lot. I really thought a lot. This is a wonderful, wonderful piece. I was trying to, like, pull an excerpt out of it. Just starting in at the beginning, there's something about sunrises that measure me in milestones. I made it. To another night of tortured tangerine dreams, lost in twilight promises, found in sapphire solitude. Waves of peaceful melancholia break on traumatic shorelines. Dreadful dust to dreary dawn, crippled by visiting hours. Salt-coated tush clouds, it remains, it all remains, as rain in my brain. And I could just keep going. I mean, it was really a great take. There's not a place to start or stop when you go plucking lines, because it just is wonderfully tucked together. And Sam, you did a wonderful job of that. I think you really brought out the feelings in the write itself in your voice. It's just wonderful. So I don't really know where to go from here. So I just want to say thank you so much, My Angels 3. This was really an excellent, excellent piece. Much enjoyed.
Oh, yes. Just a stunning write. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, it was stunning. It was beautiful and brilliant. It was emotionally charged on a technical level. It had wonderful rhyme, great use of alliteration. I like how this is about how oftentimes when you're dealing with a sadness, with, you know, like anger, as you were mentioning, of a broken heart and wanting to forget somebody, the thoughts come raging into your mind. You know, and most of all, when you're laying down at nighttime, and so many great lines. I really like, and rise on the wings of yesterday's pain, new light preaches at old darkness, old hurt turns around new misery. That connection between an old sadness and a new sadness, you know, and I do like how the anger of grief and heartache shines through in this. I also really like bury me with the dandelions, with the dandy liar that you are.
Mm-hmm.
She has some really clever wordplay in this. So beautifully written and very well done.
Ah, yes, indeed. Amazing, amazing write. Thank you so much, My Angel 3. And I have our next write up, Femininity. And, I'll read this because it's full of French words. So, wow.
That's a really good idea there.
Yeah. And, you know, and she has a, you know, a, like a little dick translation there at the end, French to English. So, femininity. I prefer mienne. Sick à la miel. The bees take from fleur de thé. Call me lactose tolerante as lait pur and white glides down to salted rose lèvres. I like lipstick stains on le miroir and a sucré scent à la dérive the hall. You know, the amazing, amazing, right? You know, I prefer mine thick as honey. The bees take from summer flowers. Call me lactose intolerant as milk pure and white clouds down to salted pink lips. I like lipstick stains on the mirror and a sweet scent drifting through the hall. So just an amazing, amazing poem. And I just love that she did, you know, put the French in there. I love whenever I see French in a poem. So just amazing. But, you know, just amazing, amazing, strong brevity here. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, I really liked this. It was a wonderful combination of the French and English. I was looking at this earlier because I was trying to read through all the poems. When I looked at it, I thought, okay, I really hope Naomi's going to assign this to herself, because if she doesn't, I'm going to jump up and say, hey, Naomi, you should read this one. But I'm so glad we did have you to read this. That was a wonderful read, especially since you had to. Like, it wasn't just there was, like, one little line that was French. You kept having to jump back and forth between English and French, and I was really impressed with that. You know, this is just kind of a clever and fun write about somebody, what they want in their femininity. And I really like call me lactose tolerante, or however you pronounce it, tolerant. You know, the idea of, you know, instead of lactose intolerant, he wants that, or she or he wants that extra cream, you know, and there's a real just wonderful sensuality in that. So excellent write and very well done.
Like you said, you know, there's this little subtle, you know, touch of sensuality, and, you know, mixed in with, you know, this great femininity, you know, in this poem. It's amazing. Beautiful little brevity. And Phil, your thoughts?
Well, I thought it was a beautiful brevity and soft, with a lot of soft and gentle sensuality. It was very well done. I really enjoyed the piece. I think you guys kind of covered everything else. Good job, Avery. And thanks for sharing. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, yes, so thank you so, so much for, you know, putting the French in there, Avery. And thank you so, so much for writing for us tonight. And I'm trying to speak here because I haven't done my job and got the next poem. Did you guys catch on? Okay, so here we go. So our next poem will be by Danielle DeChino. And Phil, if you want to go ahead and give that a read.
It's called There Is Still Hope by Daniel DeChino. There is still good in life, hands open under the sun. There is still kindness, a possibility somewhere in everyone. Compassion is just an open mind, and eyes not blinded with light. understanding of the patient heart, and the true vision of unfiltered sight. The ground we walk is the ground of us all. We are all in this together. We are all human. We are all family. And we always will be, forever. End poem.
It was an amazing read there, Phil. And you know, what a wonderful message this is. We are all human. We are all family. We are always will be forever. And it's true, you know, great statement on being, you know, compassionate, having an open mind, and, you know, and an understanding and a patient heart. And, you know, just, you know, if society was full of that, you know, it would be a much better place. And so thank you so much, Daniel. You know, this is a beautiful, beautiful poem with an amazing message. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a beautiful poem. It does, am I off mute? Yes, I am off mute. Okay. It does have a wonderful message on the idea of the human family and the thought of how we can find that ability to reach out to each other with compassion and make strangers into family. And I really like this all the way through, but especially compassion is just an open mind and eyes not blinded with light. Understanding is a patient hand and the true vision of unfiltered sight. Wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Mm-hmm. And Phil, your thoughts?
You know, I thought this was a great take on the prompt. I assume that's one of your images. I did not see that one when I was running through them. It's full of many truths in this right. You know, and I picked up here, compassion is just an open mind. And eyes not blinded with light. Standing is a patient heart and the true vision of unfiltered sight. The ground we walk is the ground of us all. We are all in this together. We are all human. We are all family. And we always will be forever. I think that Dan really hit on a lot here. You know, maybe not a whole lot of words, but I think he really encompassed a lot of truth and great thoughts here. So wonderful job, Dan, and thanks for sharing with us. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Daniel, for writing. And it's such an important message delivered. Such beautiful pen. And we have our other Daniel Jam. And whose turn is it to read? Whose turn is it? I don't know. Yes, Pam?
I think it actually is mine.
I mean,
you could assign anybody you want to read, but...
No.
All right. All right. This is Boiled Alive by Daniel Duhaime, and it goes like this. Scalding hot, laced heart, making my skin boil from desire, caught in a whirlpool of boiling hot breath, laced with the fateful hemlock, sweet syrup of death, encompassing the dark, endless void. Call the sirens of Hades to take me into the fires and be consumed by the ashes of Hercules. Empty heart linger in sorrow, never satisfying its hunger or finding substance. Wallow in the depths of purgatory where prayers go unheeded, stuck between the skies of heaven and hell. End poem.
Okay, yeah, and you chose, you chose the picture of the burning, the man on fire. So, yeah, I can see that, in the poem, Boiled Alive. What a wonderful take on that prompt. Wallow in the depths of purgatory where prayers go unheeded, stuck between the skies of heaven and hell. You know, that is such a wonderful stanza there, but all throughout, you know, just wonderful writing. And, you know, beautifully read there by you, Pam. And feel your thoughts.
Well, you know, I started out with ouch, you know, because it lead into this piece. You know, scalding hot least heart, making my skin boil from desire, caught in a whirlpool of boiling hot breath. I mean, laced with the fateful hemlock, sweet syrup of death. Holy moly, you know. I did, it was just a really well-done piece. It was a great brevity, maybe a little longer in some people's a definition of a brevity. But it was very shorter, and it read fast. Maybe that's what my opinion comes from. But, you know, call the sirens of Hades, take me into the fire. I don't know. I just thought it was just a really well-penned piece. And, you know, it brings us to wallowing the depths of purgatory, where prayer is so unheeded. I mean, wow. He just covered a lot. But, yeah, well-penned, brevity, and a great job. So thank you for sharing with us, Dan. Nice job. Nice work.
Oh, wonderful comment there, Phil. Wonderful work indeed, Danielle. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is an amazing dark rite with extremely visceral imagery. I mean, even the title itself, Boiled Alive, kind of sends those shivers up and down your spine. And mm-hmm. I like how he puts in all this thought and this imagery, and even brings up the hemlock, laced with the fateful hemlock, sweet syrup of death, encompassing the dark, endless void. And it's interesting because, you know, he's got these five stanzas here, and most of them are about the imagery of hell. But then we have what's going on the inside, and in the inside of the soul. Empty heart linger in sorrow, never satisfying its hunger or finding substance. I like how he speaks in the idea of that endless hunger being part of the experience of this person, this character going through hell. So excellent write and very well done.
Oh, yes, and thank you, Danielle Jam, you know, another faithful writer to our contest. So appreciate you. And I have our next write-up by Betty Page. And Phil, I guess it's your turn to read. So if you want to give that a try, my dear.
Sure thing. Translucent Heart by Betty Page. I'm unraveling ribbons of paper. Fly hot. Wait, let me try this in English. My kind of English, anyway. I'm unraveling, ribbons of vapor fly high, drifting, fading. Deep into darkness, I'm a mere ghost of myself, a jet black shadow. Illuminating, dripping crimson from my heart, I'm so translucent. Weeping, cascading, drowning in delicate tears, feeling overwhelmed, begging, pleading, please don't leave me here all alone, as all abandoned. My head bowed, I pray. Take me from this so-called life. I went off this ride. I sit in silence, waves crashing, pounding fiercely, adrenaline rush. In a trance, I run towards inevitable doom, where I'll drift endless. I'll become so lost, one with the sea that I love, as my ancestors. Only memories of my kiss, of my laughter, is all that'll remain. End poem.
Wow. You know, this is the first time I've read, I don't know, but I, you know, in contests that, you know, anyway, that I've read Betty Page being so emotional and so, you know, such a powerful, sad way. She says in her AN, stacked rock sculptures at the beach in January 2000. I went into the sea, walked in. It was freezing cold. I didn't care. I had all taken from me that I loved. I wrote a message to them and then was ready to end it all. Sunrise came and would not permit me to finish what I was desiring to do because there were crowds of people on the beach, so I walked back on a long journey to where I once thought was my home. Wow. You know, that's quite a confession there. You know, just an amazing ride. You know, it's so, surprising how these prompts dig into the most deep places inside of people and bring out these rites. This is just a stunning rite here, Betty Page. And, you know, I take it to heart. And I just really, really enjoyed this rite. It's beautifully written. We feel the powerful, you know, the loss and the loneliness and the sadness that seeps through every line. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a powerful and emotive rite. It's got brilliant imagery. As always, her 575 lines are just beautiful. It's a rite on despair and heartache that tears apart the spirit. And yet it's also a rite of hope, of moving forward, you know, of getting that unexpected chance. Because, you know, oftentimes we have plans in our life. And you know, I've been there myself, and I've known other people have been there who have had plans to end their own life, and there's been intervention. And, you know, it's a sad poem. It is. But it's also a beautiful story of survival. And, you know, I really like, you know, my head bowed. I pray, take me from this so-called life. I want off this ride. I sit in silence. Waves crash and pounding fiercely, adrenaline rush. And then, I'll become so lost, one with the sea that I love as my ancestors. Only memories of my kiss and my laughter is all that'll remain. And I like how she brings us into those thoughts and feelings of the moment. So beautifully written and very well done.
And yeah, so well said there, Pam. And Phil, your thoughts?
I thought this was beautiful work by Betty, a fabulous piece that the prompt inspired. It was painfully penned, and there was so much sadness in the write. But happily, he's still here to share with us all. You know, I like Betty. I like Betty's work. So if there's a touch of truth to this, you know, I'm glad there was an intervention, and I'm glad she is with us. And I mean, she says here, music, fantasy, love, explicit. I know explicit's in everything. She stays out of trouble that way. But, you know, if there was any kind of embellishment on this, you know, I don't know. You know, you did a great job because it felt real. And
yeah,
that's what the purpose of the rites are. So. Nice work, Betty. And, yep, I'll hunt you up later. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Stunning, right? And we have another amazing surprise by our Pam Rage. And Pam, give
oh
it a read for us.
That troublemaker. Okay. All right. Pocket of Forever Music. And it goes like this. Clear rains float across pebbled pathways, keenly aware of transference of energy. Diversity and shades formed, liquid thoughts accumulating to the edge of eternity, sharp edges smoothed, becoming velvet sailboats, hair and thoughts tied to sunbeams dancing across the transparency of dew, crisscross bands of dilated daydreams, revelations renewed, a collector's paradise in pockets of forever music. Guiding the mind to meditate upon the heartbeat of nature in slow and steady rhythms of water and stones, holding nimble fingers to open palms. End poem.
What a beautiful rite. You know, I read this earlier and I just went, Oh, you know, it's just like such a peace, you know, in slow and steady rhythms of water and stones, holding nimble fingers to open palms. It's like, you know, somebody sitting there meditating, but, you know, you saw so much in pebbles. You know, wow, you know, what a clever write. You know, I have trouble picking out lines, but, you know, liquid thoughts accumulating to the edge of eternity, sharp edges smooth, become velvet sailboats. And then a collector's paradise in pockets of forever music, guiding the mind to meditate upon the heartbeat of nature. And, you know, you saw all of that in those pebbles, you know, in that stream. Just such a clever, clever rite that just springs over us, over me, like this pensive, peacefulness, you know, and just hearing you read it. And reading it myself earlier, I just fell into this, you know, peaceful trance. So, bravo. Thank you so, so much.
Well, and thank you.
Yeah, it's
so well
written. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy you were inspired. So happy you wrote and feel your thoughts.
Well, you know, I thought it was an excellent piece, Kim. You know, I picked up the intro stanza. You know, clear rains float across pebbled pathways, keenly aware of transference of energy. Diversity in shades form, liquid thoughts accumulating to the edge of eternity. And I could have kept going, you know, and written a few more down, but I didn't want to be like, you know, copying your whole poem. But I thought you had great lines all the way through this. And, you know, each segment, or I don't want to say stanza because it was, you know, a couple of stanzas, you know, put together, really carried some wonderful, wonderful thoughts. And it was something to really stop and think about, you know, look at the image and think about it a little more. And it was very well done. So, you know, great work. That's like, very much like it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Stunning, stunning, right, Pam? Amazing. And you want to say anything about your piece?
Well, you know, I'll just say thank you for the inspiration, and I like both your comments. And, yes, I didn't mean it to be a meditative right. And, you know, as soon as I saw this picture, you know, because usually you have so many rights in your contest and on your show that I try not to take up space, but I saw this picture. And the water flowing, like going clearly over the variations of the stones, you know, and the pebbles, just really spoke to me. And so I just had to write for it. So thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy you did. That was an amazing piece. That was a real treat for tonight. I have a next, I'm going to, yeah, I'm Mary Selegard, who is on the board, and to have good night to you. And he says, great poem, Pam. So there you have another critique. And I have a next poem there. I post it by S. Sharp, and we do have a SoundCloud for that. And so whenever you want, press play, Pam.
All right. Well, let me just quickly jump over there, and here we go.
The lonely bird. A feather disintegrates on the barren canyon floor, where memories burn in the desert heat. Canyon de Chelly. Soil dries and cracks under the heavy steps of history onto the reservation. Isolation, like the lonely bird, lost in the moment, in time, where a single feather does not a headdress make.
That's a wonderful, right? Pam, can you leave comments? And I'll be right back in a second.
Sure, absolutely. I'll be happy to. Yeah, I thought this was a beautifully written brevity. I like how Scott's poetry is oftentimes layered. And I thought it works so well with the idea of a canyon, because a canyon is layered bits of sentiment and rock over, you know, centuries, thousands of years. And I like how this speaks on the idea to me anyways of a history that is hidden and needs to be revealed. Wonderful lines with soil dries and cracks under the heavy steps of history onto the reservation, isolation like the only bird. I like how it speaks on the idea of the history of the Native American people, and the idea of isolation. So beautifully written and very well done. And Jean, your thoughts?
You know, I'm not used to Scott creating such a brevity. You know, I'm like looking at it going, okay, I can pull. I'm like, no, I do that. You know, I mean, I liked it all. And I thought it all held peace reflected on the next. And I thought that was, it was very cohesive. And I don't want to pull anything out and speak out of context with it. But the Canyon de Shelley, soil dries and cracks under the heavy steps of history onto the reservation. Isolation like the lonely bird lost in the moment in time, where a single feather does not a headdress make. I mean, I love how he wrapped it up, and that was almost the whole poem there. But he really made a point at the end, and I think that it all revolved around that final statement. And I think that, it was an incredible piece by Scott. So, nice work.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment there. Are you back, Naomi?
Yeah, I'm back. And what a wonderful brevity, you know, like you said, so profound by Scott here. You know, this is, you know, I rarely see, Scott's writes are always amazing, but this is really, wow, like you said, very layered and, you know, very thought-provoking, I found. Isolation like the lonely bird. You know, when we put the Native Americans onto the reservations, you know, like we really isolated them. And, you know, the way he puts it, lost in the moment in time where a single feather does not a headdress make. You know, wow, what a powerful, you know, wonderful ending. You know, this is a very, very important message here, you know, in this brevity. And he packs so, so much into these so few words. Just amazing. Really, really enjoyed this one. Yeah, very great. Great job, Scott. And I'm going to pull our next poem. Okay, where am I going here? Okay, where? We might just get through all of these. And this next one will be by Freya. And I'm out of track. Pam, you were the last one to read. So is it Phil's turn? Or mine? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You expect me to think that much? I don't get paid. That's below my pay grade or above it or something like that.
You read Betty Page, eh? It's true. Okay, so I guess it's my turn to read. Okay, As I Walk the Tangled Forest by Freya. As I walk the tangled forest of gothic dendrites and moonshine, I seek you. Your shadow lives in me. Your light draws me onward, inward, seeking union with you, who are both map and destination. Transitional being of light travels submerged in spinal fluid, giant column, a tunnel through marine vertebrae. She was my Milky Way, climbing the Andes along the Nazca Plain, visiting touring observatories of the Americas. Tuma, Lama, Eagle, we breathe as one, Altiplano. Lithium lakes, Earth itself, a rare element, starborn lithium, early formed. Avoiding the aggression of crime, a hunger in one cult travels outward like a solar sloop, lungs returning, diaphragm of the Pacific, ring of golden fire, water dragon chakra forms the sensuous curve of her arching back. In platonic fertility, condors rip mountains from the underworld and trails of new land, covers over history, cold and rigid, remelted by her heartbeat. And I'm going to cough, so yeah, Pam, just comment, please.
Sure, absolutely. This has stunning imagery and metaphors. I like how it's about a journey of discovery and of love, and a love that goes from being platonic to something more. Or at least that's the thought I get. Or maybe it's vice versa. Maybe it goes from something more to platonic, but the where she says, forms of the sensuous curve of her arching back, in plutonic fertility, condors rip mountains from the underworld, entrails of new land covers over history. There's this idea of, you know, a transition of a relationship from one point to the next. I also really like the imagery in transitional being of light travels submerged in spinal fluid, giant column, a tunnel through marine vertebrae. She was my Milky Way, climbing the Andes along the Nazca Plain, visiting, touring. The idea of this discovery. And I like submerged in spinal fluid. It's creative. It's visceral imagery. But it really speaks on the whole idea, because, you know, the whole idea of how, you know, the way the nervous system works from, you know, running up and down from the spine to the brain and then on to the other nerves and neural pathways, and really truly getting to know somebody on a deeper level. So beautifully written and very well done. And Jean, your thoughts?
You know, I thought this was very well penned. Great imagery throughout, and I loved her opening stanza. As I walk the tangled forest of gothic dendrites and moonshine, I seek you. Your shadow lives in me. Your light draws me onward, inward, seeking union with you, who are both map and destination. I love that. I love how she just drew us into this read right from the get-go, and I think she did it beautifully. It was an attention-getter. So I thought it was well done, and I very much enjoyed it. Thank you, Freya. Great work, and thanks for sharing. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and a great comment there,
Welcome
Phil. Down. Yeah, I stopped coughing and drank water. That cough, my gracious. I agree with you, Pam. It has stunning imagery and metaphors. And, you know, it's very visceral, I thought. It transported me to a unique realm, really. You're talking about how you become so intimately in sync with somebody, you know, by through their body parts, and you know, just it's just a such an amazing, creative, clever write from Freya. Totally unique to me, and just transported me, like I said, to another place. And amazing metaphors, amazing imagery, and amazing use of the English language throughout. So bravo, Freya. Thank you so much for sharing. It's an amazing piece. And I'm going to pick up next, right, and pop it in. There we go, by Angel Blue 36. And Phil, if you will give that a read for us, please.
Okay. Oh, Let Me Fly, by Angel Blue 36. Oh, Lord, let me fly to reach the sky. The aura seems still. Is it my thought or destiny will? My sadness scores the clouded dark without rain, when I would get free and my life would turn green. As I leapt, the bell of joy rang. Take flight and never be frightened of heights. Determination scrolls your success scrolls. Fly across and enjoy what is around and never surrender to negativity. I wish I could fly across the mountain and touch the river and stream, fly above and never come to land and foam.
What a wonderful read there, Phil. You know, determination strolls, your success scrolls. Fly across and enjoy what is around and never surrender to negativity. That is beautiful. That is a great, powerful message right in that line. And I wish I could fly across the mountain and touch the river and stream, fly above and never come to land. You know, wonderful would it be if we could all just fly, you know, whether it's flying away from, you know, our darkness, or flying away from, you know, sadness, or just, you know, flying into freedom, flying itself represents such, a hope and such, deliverance, I think. And she captured it so well in this poem. So bravo, Angel Blue 36. And Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this is a beautiful, heartfelt write. I like how it's so prayerful and meditative. And I did like that part that you pointed out. To me, it's almost broken up into two parts. The first part being the crying out, the prayer to the Lord. And then the realization that, while prayer is important, you also have to do your part. You have to take that leap, to ring that bell of joy. You have to have that determination, in order to find success. And you have to have that determination never to surrender to negativity. And I really thought this was a wonderful write on the idea of soaring above the negativity of life and even our own thoughts. So beautifully written and very well done.
Yes, very well written indeed, beautiful, powerful message inside. Such an important message. And Phil, what did you think?
I thought this was a well-expressed piece, and nice thoughts run throughout. So I think that Angel Blue did a nice job with the prompt. And it was funny because I had to go over and see what the prompt was, and it's the same one Pam wrote too. So it takes me a little while. I catch on after a while. I thought that was intriguing, for that image. So nice job, Angel Blue, and thanks for sharing.
Thanks for sharing, for sure. Another great poet that writes for us. And I'm going to catch the next one here. Okay. Pop that in. There, the board. Okay. And Pam, Pam's your turn. Okay, so Patchwork Colors by H. Bakay.
All right. Troubled mood like a volcano within ocean, yielding a wandering spirit like a lost larva, finds finally relief within the creation. Limpid water letting steam, a patchwork colors, aqua, mesmerizing, pebbles like gemstones, releasing emotions, appeasing the muse by their chakra, and poem.
Oh, this is another right to those pebbles. Great meditative piece again, finding that inner chakra, and appeasing the muse. Troubled mood like a volcano within ocean, yielding a wandering spirit like a lost larva. I just love that. That's a very creative line there. They're amazing. I just love patchwork colors. Aqua, that's beautiful use of color there. And, just a wonderful little brevity written here. And what did you think, Phil?
I thought it was really a nicely penned piece. I love how, she's a patchwork colors, which refers to the image. But then it goes, troubled mood like a volcano with an ocean, yielding a wandering spirit like a lost larva. When you read that, you thought, okay. But the whole thing comes to light. Mesmerizing pebbles like gemstones, releasing emotions, appeasing the muse by their chakra. It's that release. When you go to for massage, they'll give you warm stones on your back. And there's so much more to those thoughts. And I think that that's really where the key is, just in those last few lines. But you have to see the negative before you realize the positive at the end. And I thought it was very well done and clever. So absolutely. Great job.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, me too. That's what the one word that came to mind was, clever, cleverly written. And Pam, your thoughts.
Yeah, this is wonderful imagery. It's beautiful and thoughtful and meditative brevity. I do like how it speaks on the journey of the water and the journey, to me anyways, of the stones. I really like limpid water letting steam, a patchwork colors, aqua, mesmerizing pebbles like gemstones, releasing emotion. And I like, and I have to agree with what Jean says, how the ending really wraps it up all nicely and brings the idea of those stones and the water and that energy being connected to our own. So excellent write and very well done.
Yeah, amazing write. Thank you so much for sharing. And I have our next write up and... Oh, my gracious. I'm in, I don't remember who even read last. Okay. So, Phil, I guess it's my turn?
I read Angel Blue. And then
okay. This is Marius and Alexandru, my prayer. God, light in me the fire of my first love. Make it burn in my chest just like before. Guide my pen with your whispers from above. Let me follow your footsteps to the shore. Give me a voice to spread your love around. Help me keep flame's faith alive and burning. Make my poems clear like a trumpet sound. Make me wait for you and speed your coming. Your spirit, let it in abundance flow. Make my verses loving and touching, strong, to change a life wherever they might go. Please make my life for you a praises song. Sometimes, if I'm tired and about to fall, Lord, give me faith, hope, and love above all. End poem. Oh, what a beautiful testimony to the faith in God here. Wonderful poem makes me think of, you know, my parents. You know, my father's a pastor, like I've said so many times before. And, this brings me back to my childhood of, you know, this incredible faith in a higher power in God. And so, so beautifully written, you know, make my poems clear like a trumpet sound. Make me wait for you and speed your coming. And then, you know, the way he finishes it off. Sometimes if I'm tired and about to fall, Lord, give me faith, hope, and love above all. You know, just such a beautiful, I guess this is a sonnet. Is it a sonnet? Written a sonnet. You know, just, you know, a beautiful prayer that you could recite, you know, with your children. I know a nighttime prayer. I'd see me you know, my grandchildren reciting this, just beautiful. I admire so much people that have, you know, such faith. Well, bravo, Marius Alexandru, and thank you so, so much for sharing this with us, you know, so beautifully written. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a beautifully written sonnet, a wonderful spiritual rite. I like how it speaks on faith, but also the idea of calling out that you can use your gifts to glorify a higher power. Yeah, I really like, give me a voice to spread your love around. Help me keep the flames, faith alive and burning. Make my poems clear like a trumpet sound. I thought that line in particular is really strong. Make my poems clear like a trumpet sound. That's a wonderful, heartfelt write, beautifully written and very well done.
Yes, so well said there, Pam. And Phil, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I think that Marius did a lovely job with this. A beautiful imagery throughout. It's not, you know, the pretty trees and leaves and what have you. It's just imagery that comes naturally to mind when you read it. Wonderful spiritual piece, and I thought it was a lovely prayer. And Marius, you did a great job with this. I'm surprised we didn't have a SoundCloud from you. You always have one. I would love to hear this in your voice. So beautiful in anyone's voice. So great job. Thanks for sharing.
And you know what, girls? I wasn't watching out, but that was our last poem. So I actually wrote like 6 years back to one of the same prompts that was up tonight. So I'm trying to find that poem. But while I'm looking for it, maybe Phil or Pam, you can talk about the upcoming shows.
Sure. Pam, what you got coming up next?
There is not for me. My next show is Break On Through on the 9th on Friday at 12:30 a.m. And that's Floating in a Surreal Sky, with the different images, surreal images of hot air balloons.
Oh, there you go. Sounds like fun.
Wow, hot air balloons. Cool.
So tomorrow we have no early show, no afternoon show. I believe I have.
Yeah. You have.
At Artist Seduction tomorrow. Followed by Jeremy and Pam on the After Midnight show, I believe. I saw a topic board. And
yes.
They are featuring, let me see. Do I know who they're featuring? I did earlier because I read it. Okay, let me get that. Because, yeah, my memory is not that good anymore. So let me. We have Anthemic Lullaby and Grey Eye Smith tomorrow night after midnight.
Oh, wow, Grey Eye. Wow.
So, so everyone knows, maybe if everyone is awake and has time tomorrow night, they'll stop in and visit with Jeremy and Grey Eyes and Anthemic Lullaby, as well as Pam, right? And then.
And you know, Phil, you have an amazing quote for your AO, the Art of Seduction show tomorrow. I just love that quote so much. You know, I already wrote to it, and I hope, you know, everybody writes to it because that's just such an amazing quote. So I have my poem up, and, you know, it's on the board. Is it on the board? Yeah, I put it on the board, eh? So I'm just going to, because we have 10 minutes about to left, so I'll give this a read. It's to one of the prompts that was actually in the contest. I remembered that I had this. I wrote this, when was it? June 2016. So that's quite a long time ago. So this is called Love Parched Lips. My love parched lips suck in the poison water from your well of lies, quenching the wails of my thirsty soul. Your enraptured me, cleaved me with your claws, left me specter-like, destroyed, deadened, desolate. A rotting skeleton tree crumbling in the raging rain, straining against my bitter crime of still loving you. Scattered at my feet are the grimy scraps of withered leaves, lingering last remnants of you. In fury, I fiercely try to kick you away. The gusty gale gyres you within its blustery breath, killing the echoes of my I love yous. Offering up to me one silenced second, while in the distance an agitated river loudly roars. You love him still, and the heartened moon vanishes from the sky, leaves behind but darkness, but me, a tenuousness, teary night. End poem. So that was a long time ago. So, yeah.
Wonderful reading, Naomi. And did you want me to leave comments for you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Jean, your thoughts.
Well, you know, I thought it was a great write, Naomi. Wonderful imagery throughout, and I loved your use of alliteration as well. You know, I can't say it's about a good day or a great day, but you definitely put it in perspective, and really it was just well written and well expressed. You did a fabulous job with it. But the alliteration really caught my attention as we were going through, so nice work.
Absolutely. Great comment. And, I thought this had wonderful imagery. And like Jean said, it also had great alliteration. I really like the emotional impact of this, how it speaks on that time of sadness, of anger and darkness. And you do bring out the anger so well. In fury, I fiercely try to kick you away. the gusty gale gyres you within its blustery breath, killing the echoes of my I love you's, offering up to me one silenced second. The idea of being so hurt and so angry, but at the same time having to acknowledge that you still love this person. Wonderful lines all the way through. Another part I really like, because, you know, you just have such strong imagery, is a rotting skeleton tree crumbling in the raging rain, straining against my bitter crime of still loving you. Powerful lines, beautifully written and very well done. And did you want to say anything about your poem?
Oh, well, you know, that was quite a few years ago. I think it's one of the first poems that I put up. I just read, you know, that prompt has been around for quite a while, because that was a prompt in a contest way, way back in 2016. So, so I guess that picture comes back a lot. And I had comments from, you know, other poets that they had already written to that picture too. So I took it out, and then, you know, a poet, I think it was Selena, said, "Hey, I just finished a poem to that picture, and you took it out of the contest." So I said, "Whoops!" So I slipped it back in. But yeah, so it's been around for a while, but it does it is a very powerful image, and, you know, inspires great poetry. So yeah. Amazing to write to. So yeah, well, you know, this has been a great show. You know, amazing right? Wow. And you know, I'm so happy we got to get through all of them, and we don't have any carryovers. So, you know, the next shows will be, you know, because my next show was Christmas. I didn't really want any carryovers for the Christmas one. And yeah, that'll be great. And, you know, I just want to thank you, Pam and Phil, for being there and all that you do, and, you know, and putting up with me. And so, and thank you to everybody who wrote. We so appreciate you all, and, you know, all the wonderful work you do, you know, in writing for our prompts every week. So just amazing. And yeah, any final words, girls?
Great show, Naomi. Wonderful prompts tonight, and great poetry, everyone. So well done.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful poetry and wonderful company.
And
Pam, Pam, any final words?
Oh, I always leave final words on Tuesday up to Dean. But great show, Naomi.
Okay. So thank you, girls. Have a great night. Good night.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.